Hello.
Oh,
Hi.
hello. Yeah, can I speak to Mr. Walsh?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Mr. Walsh. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Well, Mr. Walsh, actually right now our engineers are working in your local exchange office. That is the reason I called you. So could you please tell me how's your internet working nowadays?
Fine.
Like when you normally use your internet line, sometimes should you notice your internet connection get drop out or the speed of your internet is working very
no,
little?
I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, you know what,
no.
From last 2 days we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed, a proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No, whatsoever.
And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
Nope.
Okay. Well, why I'm asking you this sort of question, ma'am, you know, because while we are working your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they are using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time you used this internet line, sir?
About 2 minutes ago.
Just 2 minutes?
Yep.
Okay, well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Monday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
Somebody else, I guess.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi?
Nope.
Okay. Well, as per my reports, ma'am, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services of your router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, ma'am, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, could you please do me a small favor? Where is the router right now?
Where is it?
Yes.
Well, it's right next to the computer.
Are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Green.
Total, how many green lights can you see, ma'am?
Five
green. And out of five, how many of them are blinking?
Two of them.
Two, the internet one and your Wi-Fi one?
No, the phone and the internet.
Phone and the internet, okay, all right. And in back of that box, you will see there is some cables are connected.
Mm-hmm.
How many cables are connected?
Five
cables. The power cable, internet cable, Wi-Fi cable, landline, and your DSL one.
I guess so, yes.
Okay, all right. You can do one thing. First of all, what I will do, I'm going to provide you some security ID number. You can write it down in a paper. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Mm-hmm.
And you can write on your Telstra customer ID number, your Telstra customer ID, which is customer ID number. Which is 888.
Mm-hmm.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Mm-hmm.
After D, C for Charlie.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
The number 60.
Mm-hmm.
Then give a hyphen. Then number 7.
Yep.
D for Delta.
Mm-hmm.
And number 062.
Okay.
Check it, sir. It should be like 888-DCA-60-7D-062, right?
Yep.
This is your Telstra customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID number, you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Right? Yeah, this is for your safety and security code only. And I would like to request you, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is a very unique code of your router. Okay?
Okay.
Right, and keep it on your mind whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem. You don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is? If they are really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they are going to provide these details to you.
Okay? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, sir, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's on.
And what do you see on your computer screen, sir?
Well, what do you mean? I just see various folders and files.
Folders. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
Oh, I did once, but I don't bother with it now. I mean, I just take it for what it is, and if it's slow, it's slow, and if it's fast, it's fast. It really doesn't, you know, I'm not using it enough for it to be an issue.
Oh, I need to make a report right now because our engineers are working on it. You can do one thing. Could you please check the speed, so what is the speed you are getting? Let me know.
I don't know how to do it. Well, I've forgotten.
Open your Google. You use Google?
Yep.
Open your Google, please.
Mm-hmm.
And type in the Google, Telstra speed test. And then you can search for it and let me know what come up.
Well, there's a range of things. Telstra speed test NBN. Telstra speed test not working.
You can see there is an option over there, speed test Telstra.
Yeah.
Click on speed test Telstra. And when you click on it, you will go to our official website from where you can measure the speed of your home broadband connection. And in that page, you will get an option over there, go. Can you see that, sir? Go.
Yep.
Click on go.
Yep.
And when you click on go, you will get three options on it, ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping, what are the download, and what are the upload speed you are getting.
Um, On the download, I'm getting 51.9.
Okay.
On the upload, I'm getting, the download speed is 51.8, and the upload is 18.7.
18.7. It is all running in Mbps, sir, or Kbps?
Mm-hmm. Not Mbps.
Mbps. Okay, all right. Let me check. As per my reports, I can see in my system that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 90 Mbps, 90, but right now your download speed is fair enough. You are supposed to get 90 Mbps, but you are getting near about 52 megabyte per second, right? But the upload is very slow. You are supposed to get 90 Mbps, but you are getting less than 20 megabyte per second. I think that some of the major services of your router are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing. You can close this, sir, and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Yep.
And after that, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner. What do you see, sir?
Am I supposed to be on my browser at this stage?
No, you don't need to open your browser. You need to come to your normal home screen of your computer.
Well, I just brought my finder.
Oh, Finder. You are using an Apple Mac computer?
That's right.
And apart from this computer, you don't have any Windows operating system, so?
Nope.
Okay, no problem. Then you can do one thing, have a look on your computer screen at the extreme right-hand side top corner. Can you see date and time?
Yep.
Beside the date and time, you will see there is a magnifying glass, right?
Yep.
Click on the magnifying glass, and when you click on it, you will get a spotlight search.
Mm-hmm.
In this spotlight search, you can type terminal, T-E-R-M-I-N-A-L, terminal. And then you need to select terminal. You will get a white screen on your computer. Last login. Can you see that, sir?
November 7th.
You will see your last login details.
Yes, it is Monday, November 7th.
Okay, all right. You need to type in that box, net, N-E-T, net.
Mm-hmm.
Then S for sugar.
Yep.
T for tango.
Mm-hmm.
A for alpha. And T for tango again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have typed, sir? Could you please read it back to me?
Oh, N-E-T-S-T-A-T.
Netstat, dear. Do you have any idea about Netstat? What is Netstat?
No, I don't.
I can tell you. Netstat is the short form of networking status, and it will be show you the status and the performance of your internet, that what are the other thing going on over your system. Now, from your keyboard, press the return key and let me know what come up. Press return key. Let me know what come up.
Well, a whole range of KCTL, ID names, com.apple.
At the very top, can you see active internet connections? Active internet connections. Can you see that?
No, I can see active kernel control sockets.
No, at the very top, so where you have typed netstat, just below that, you will see active internet connections. Can you see that, sir?
No, I can't.
You need to try to find netstat where you have typed netstat. Try to find it out. next stat?
No, I'm just getting KEVT in the top line.
And can you see there is a four columns like proto, local address, foreign address, state?
Nope.
You will get four. You can't see that?
No.
Nope. Okay. If you don't mind, sir, can I ask you how old is your computer is?
It's probably 5 or 6 years.
Just 5 or 6. Okay, you can do one thing. You can close this terminal box, sir. Close it.
Mm-hmm.
Close this terminal, and you need to open your Safari browser. Do you use Safari?
No, I don't.
So which browser you use? Google Chrome?
Firefox.
Firefox. Open your Firefox, please. And what do you see after that, sir? Is it open, sir? Can you hear me?